Hey, I'm Sheeny. I'm kind of a poet. I really hope you put America back together. No pressure, though. I'm 13 and live in Seattle, Washington. I bet you get a lot of admiring letters from your millions of fans, but I hope my letter is special enough for your eyes to travel to the end. I'm not much of a political follower, but I know people like me suddenly got interested. I heard you on the radio, I saw you on TV. Your face was cool and confident, but what stopped me was the eloquence in your voice, the voice that was made for 1,000 speeches. One day, my mom went to the library to find one of your books. What was annoying and miraculous at the same time was that the book had so many holds. I think we waited 2 months for it. I'm thinking you're maybe the kind of person who doesn't like to be treated like a king. Maybe you want to be an ordinary person again, and you can walk out in the street without someone screaming in delight at the sight of you. I also want to talk to you about the problems in America, the economy, and of course the war. You promised, I think, to fix it. And I believe you're a person that keeps the promise. To your family, they might be excited yet stressed for the first days in the White House. I think you'd not be ready to fix those huge problems yet. Sit down, get a nice icy glass of water, or whatever you find refreshing, forget your powerful duty, and be an ordinary man that just got off a long plane ride. Malaya, Sasha, help your dad, give him strength, determination, and will. I might be able to write to you all day long, and the funny thing is, I don't even know you. You really are just a confident figure on my TV screen, ready to take on a nerve-wracking job. I might see you in the rarest of chances, but then again, you'd just be a smiling, waving figure, maybe shrouded with your bodyguards. I have hope in you, Mr. Obama, but I hope this letter gave you a little piece of happy reading joy.